אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד הקדם
We're reading Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 33. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. In the Hebrew version, it's 441, page 441, the writing is of Baal HaSulam, item 33, and Kabbalah for the student, page 127. Now remains the clarification of the sixth inquiry, which is the words of our sages who said that all the worlds, upper and lower, were created only for man. It seems very peculiar that for man, whose worth is but a wisp compared to the reality before us in this world, much less compared to the upper spiritual worlds, the Creator would go to all the trouble of creating all that for him. And even more peculiar is, what would man need all these vast spiritual worlds for? And you must know that any contentment of our Maker from bestowing upon His creatures depends on the extent that the creatures fill Him, that He is the giver and that He is the one who delights them. For then He takes great pleasure in them, as a father playing with his beloved son, to the degree that the son feels and recognizes the greatness and exaltedness of his father, and his father shows him all the treasures he had prepared for him. As it is written, Ephraim, my darling son, is he joy of his parents? For whenever I speak of him, I earnestly remember him still. Hence my heart yearneth for him. I will surely have compassion upon him, says the Lord. It's in Jeremiah. Observe these words carefully, and you can come to know the great delights of the Lord with those whole ones that have been granted, feeling him and recognizing his greatness in all those manners he has prepared for them, until they are like a father with his darling son, the joy of his parents. And we need not continue on that, for it is enough for us to know that for this contentment and delight with those whole ones, it was worthwhile for him to create all the worlds higher and lower alike.
So in order to bring contentment to himself, he created us. That brings him contentment. So that says that he bestows to us, tell me. Huh?
Why not?
He created us to enjoy. Well, we have no choice. We understand that we don't understand. The language can't really communicate the essence of this. However, we have to accept it that way for now. That he created in order to benefit us and feel contentment from us. His contentment is that we come to his degree, to his status. Questions? Yes.
What is this emphasis that the creatures will feel that he is the bestower?
The feeling in the creatures can only be according to equivalence of form with what they feel. If they want to feel that he bestows, they have to understand what is bestowal. They have to be integrated in bestowal. They have to reach that height. That's it. And then they receive the same pleasure and degree of existence, of life, as the creators. Yes.
He sets the example of the son that amuses himself with the father, and says that it's important for the son to know that it's the father. It sounds very egoistic, that feeling that it's important for him to know that it comes from him.
Well, probably there's a different sort of attitude that the father gave birth to the son, not in order to enjoy from the son, but in order to benefit the son. And when the son, as the son grew up, the father did all he could in order to give to him. And after that, when the son grew up and received all the treasures of the father in his feeling, understanding, and eternal life and existence, then the father enjoys that. So what? The father cannot enjoy? That sign that the father enjoys is a sign that I'm in a perfect state. That's how I have to see it, from his love. Amikam has a question about this. A short, one-sentence question.
It's possible that he created it to benefit himself.
We heard that already. It's not new.
Only that now he's probably regretting our situation.
Very much. He cries about it all the time.
Our role is to be the serious guys that integrate and equivalize and cry together with him, or are we like the court clowns in order to what?
What are you asking? I don't understand.
I'm
What's
asking,
the question?
Equivalence of form is to participate in his sorrow or try to gladden him.
I don't know what you're talking about. One judges through his own flaws. We have to try to reach bringing contentment to him towards complete bestowal to the upper force. We receive lacks from him. We also receive lights that correct these lacks. We transform them from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And thus we achieve resemblance to him. This is the required and only progress that we can make. That's all. And according to this, we feel that force of spiritual livelihood that fulfills us, and that's called light. That's all. The Torah speaks in the language of humans. So we say that if we don't follow these things efficiently and at the right pace, then as if the Creator cries or has sorrow and so on. But that's just how we explain it, in order to somehow indicate the type of, as if, response that we draw from him according to our bad actions. If we do succeed, then we call it that he is happy, so to speak. But again, we're just speaking in the language of humans. But he explains to you here and in other places that it's like a father acting out towards the son all kinds of different faces, sour faces, happy faces, in order to allow the son to connect to him. But the father himself, it's not his own faces, because he just orchestrates these different situations within the kid, different moods and conditions and so on. The father does that. The kid is entirely governed by his father, and his father does all kinds of things to him. So his father works on him inside and out. He's serious or he's laughing. He's sour or he's sad, or in different ways. All in all, besides how I feel myself on the inside and how I feel myself existing in a world, in an environment, it's all the Creator. It's all the Creator. What's inside of me, it's hidden from me, that it's the Creator 100%. What's outside, and it is the Creator, I can call it destiny. Some people call it Creator, but they don't really discover it. They just say so. The goal is to understand where is the difference, where is the cut, where is the I? What does it mean, where is the I? If there's none else besides him, and he gives me everything from within, controlling my thoughts, desires, every occurrences, how I'll accept it, how I'll respond. So With regards to that, I have no control at all. If I would see, as if through an X-ray, I would see that it's all him. Where's I? I am that point that wishes to discover that he is all. That's all. No. No more questions. No, there's no more to ask about this. All the rest is just scrutinizing it. And that point that is not in the Creator, the separated point, the point of shattering, the point of the self, that is the fundamental point from which I have to scrutinize Him, His uniqueness. Please.
Item 34. To prepare His creatures to reach the aforementioned exalted degree, the Creator wanted to effect it by an order of 4 degrees that evolve one out of the other, called still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. These are in fact the 4 phases of the will to receive, by which the upper world is divided. For although the majority of the desire is in the 4th phase of the will to receive, it is impossible for the 4th phase appear at once. It is impossible for the 4th phase to appear at once, but by its preceding 3 phases, in which and through which is gradually develops and appears until it is fully completed in the form of Phase 4. Item 35. In Phase 1 of the will to receive, called still, which is the initial manifestation of the will to receive in this corporeal world, there is but a collective force of movement for the whole of the still category. But no motion is apparent in its particular items. This is because the will to receive generates needs, and the needs generate sufficient movements enough to satisfy the need. And since there is only a small will to receive, it dominates only the whole of the category at once. But its power over the particular items is indistinguishable. Item 36. The vegetative is added to it, which is phase 2 of the will to receive. Its measure is greater than in the still, and its will to receive dominates each and every item of its items. Because each item has its own movement, expanding through its length and breadth, and moving toward the sun. Also, the matter of eating and drinking and secretion of waste is also apparent in each item. However, the sensation of freedom and individuality is still absent in them. 37. Atop that comes the animate degree, which is phase 3 of the will to receive. Its measure is already completed to a great extent, for this will to receive already generates in each item a sensation of freedom and individuality, which is the life that is unique to each item separately. Yet they still lack the sensation of others, meaning they have no preparation to participate in others' pains or their joys, etc. 38. Above all comes the human species, which is phase 4 of the will to receive. It is the complete and final measure, and its will to receive includes the sensation of others as well. And if you wish to know the precise difference between phase three of the will to receive, which is in the animate, and the fourth phase of the will to receive in man, I shall tell you that it is as the worth of a single creature compared to the whole of reality. This is because the will to receive in the animate, which lacks the sensation of others, can only generate needs and desires to the extent that they are imprinted in that creature alone. But man, who can feel others too, becomes needy of everything that others have too, and is thus filled with envy to acquire everything that others have. When he has 100, he wants 200, and so his needs forever multiply until he wishes to devour all that there is in the whole world.
Certainly, we're not talking about this still vegetative and animate in our world here. We're talking about the desire evolving that way, evolving within us. And then we, to the extent of the development of that desire, we begin to attain and feel ourselves and the environmental reality, as well as the relation to the determining force, the upper force. Therefore, only the phase four of the development of the will to receive, which develops to the level of sensing the others, only it can design itself in a way so that the others, it will discover the others and feel the others, and it will be the creator. But in truth, there is nothing but the creator. That's what the fourth phase is going to discover, but that requires work. And she has to do it with her own effort through not a simple study process, which is how to discover from the lack that it has to discover a greater and accurate desire in quality and quantity, so that in that deficiency, the fourth phase within the fourth phase, it will discover the upper force, the creator. Yes. Is it a question or an answer? A question. Well, no, lately you started asking instead of answering.
First of all, there is the parallel article to this in Shamati. It's article number 26, which is called Still Vegetative Animate Speaking. Maybe we should go over it.
Well, yeah, he elaborates there where he explains more in terms of the freedom of movement. Well, I don't know. Anyway, the question is?
The question with respect to that discernment called the living degree. In Shamati, it says there that the living level is not enslaved to its environment like the vegetative, but it has a life of its own, meaning that it can even rise above its environment. What is that thing? What does that mean?
I don't know. We have to see it there. Based on what's written here, it's simple. We have to see what he is referring to there. I'm saying seriously, it's not that I want to run away from answering. I can't really see the question now. Yeah. Who wanted there? Yeah.
Correction, apparently it's article number 115.
That I personally become sensitive to how the others, what the others' needs are, or is there just a general way that we all become sensitive to each other's needs, or do I need to find something specific, a way, something that I connect with in the others that then I feel that he has a need? Or is it something that just the light does in general? And
אם הבנת את השאלה, אז הוא שואל אם אני צריך לדעת באופן ספציפי את הצרכים של כל אחד, או שזה, או שזה צריך להיות משהו יותר כללי שהאור עושה.
שיטה לדעת, עזוב עזוב.
No, that's okay. The way to know each and everyone's needs is simple. It is the general force of love. From that, we know it all. Well, yes.
The desire on the still vegetative animal speaking levels, what's the difference between the desire on the still and vegetative levels? What's the difference between the two?
The inanimate is not in any self-control at all. I'm just giving an example. It's like minerals. Their power, their intention is only to preserve themselves without adding anything to themselves, without looking for additional desires, additional corrections, without recognizing the host. It's like an embryo in its mother's womb. It just exists there and that's it.
I'll try asking again. What is the difference between the inanimate, vegetative, speaking, animate and speaking levels? What is this like? What creates, generates the gap, the difference?
The creator part in the inanimate is what turns it into vegetative. And then another part gives you animate from vegetative, and then speaking from the animate. An added qualitative force appears each time in this process. In what way does it appear? As we learn, the Malchut of the upper one turns to Keter of the lower one in a way that it bursts, meaning there is an added force of the Creator that bursts out there and adds itself and thus begets the lower degree. The form of the degree comes from above directly. You see, ten sefirot, that's it. It's the same. The content, the filling, the essence of the degree is either vegetative or animate, and that already comes from the Creator. So, in all four phases of direct light, it's the same matter of the will to receive. In all four phases of direct light, however, there is a total difference, because an added part of the Creator is always there.
You said that the difference is in the quality. What's the, maybe the attitude inside the desire? What's the difference?
To the extent that the creature clings to the Creator more, it identifies how it's more opposite to the Creator.
If we look at the corporeal form of a rock, suppose, the connection between the atoms, there's like an interdependence between the atoms, and then you get a rock. In the vegetative, the interdependence between the parts is ever greater, and then you have the vegetative, and the living, it's even more. There is complete like interdependence between the animate parts that causes it to come alive, and there it creates a higher reality. How does that work in terms of desire?
Can someone translate the question?
What's the difference, the qualitative difference between the desires?
I said it, well, the part of the Creator that is added more and more, the part of God above. Say, quality number one is still. only preserving itself, but it preserves being as the Creator who made it. Just like that. Preservation, and that's it. It's what we call an embryo in its mother's womb. The vegetative is no longer in its mother's womb. It doesn't just cancel itself. It wants to add as well. So it sucks when it's want. It doesn't suckle when it doesn't want, and so on. It can bring pleasure to its mother. And accordingly, it feels pain, whether if it's closer or farther from her. That's the matter of the vegetative. The growth. So then the animate level, it's even more. It goes away, comes closer. By that, it can bring greater contentment. It already has the mind to be similar or dissimilar. One time, it does the opposite. It's overwhelmed, and then it comes back and brings contentment and becomes similar, and so on. We're also familiar with the phenomenon in our world that the naughty ones are loved more than the quiet ones. The quiet ones, they're there and you don't really feel them. But the naughty ones who give you troubles a bit and so on, you feel all the differences in their states and you love them more. They're closer to you. Because they always kind of cut you inside, and sometimes, you know, they cover it with something good. And the speaking degree is a degree where you can be instead of the Creator in creation. You can take and accept the entire creation as an opportunity to bestow to the Creator. You take care of everything. Well, yes.
I'll try to ask the same question from the introduction itself. He says about the animate level that will to receive generates a sense of freedom, independence, which is the feeling of that kind of separates you from anything else, and it doesn't have yet the vessels of bestowal. But what is this thing, the feeling of independence?
The sense of individual life.
Where he differs from others.
Yes. Well, it's like between plants. You see, they all have the same period of life and death. And they go through more or less the same process and so on. However, among the animate, there's this and that. It depends on what animal. Usually some of them have more of the degree of the vegetative, so they multiply only at a certain period, but the latitude, the ability to connect to a pack, to a family, this, if we're talking about us, this already gives the person great latitude and freedom to act, to bring contentment. Meaning it's a much greater will to receive, and accordingly, it can make more powerful, stronger actions towards the Creator. And the speaking degree is very powerful. There, it covers the entire reality.
What I meant is more in direction of the so-called in the work.
What do you mean in the work? According to this explanation, all the desires are included in all of us and in the relation between us. And the whole general system also includes them, both in the particular and in the collective. And according to the desires I work with, those more and those that I work with less, I always work with all of them, actually. You can't work with half or a quarter. There's no little bit in spirituality, but In every desire I work with, in the degree that I work with, I awaken the entire system towards or with respect to that degree, and including the lower degrees as well. And that's how it works. That's how I move myself forward, and more importantly, the world as a whole. The person doesn't think about himself here, because he starts discovering from the system that he is dependent. Just like you depend on the group, he depends on the world.
I simply would like to understand, what does it mean that he is not subordinated or enslaved to the environment on the living level?
Not governed by the environment means that he can it can have latitude, just like animals have a certain latitude as opposed to the plants. They have the freedom to move internally.
Suppose if the vegetative level is the awakening of the point in the heart and the different phases that a person undergoes until he achieves the living level, these are different corrections that he undergoes till he reaches the degree of Chofetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, and then he returns into the environment. He comes back to work with the vessels, with the others, as he says here, that it's to regret the sorrow of others.
You could say it that way, but we also had questions, other questions about this, and we actually have to put all these things in order. We'll do it.
What is the interdependence between the advancement of the group on the levels of the still vegetative animate and speaking, and the advancement of the world on those levels?
There must be an accord.
What do you mean? It has to be identical?
Yes, the only difference is on the level. Yes.
We're all talking about 10 sephirot.
אנחנו מדברים על 10 ספירות.
And the five worlds.
חמישה עולמות.
Why now is okay? We are talking about the faces, only four.
אבל אם מדברים על הפרצופים, רק ארבעה.
And why we give the face four is the speaking? I don't understand why speaking. Why not give the name of a human?
מדברים על, למה מדברים על ארבע בחינות? כשקודם דיברנו על 10 או 5, למה מדברים על ארבע? ולמה לדרגה הרביעית קוראים המדבר ולא בן אדם?
There is the root phase that's called Keter. Then Chochma Bina Zeran Pin Malchut, or what we call phases 1, 2, 3, and 4. So there is the root phase, or the Keter phase, because it's the root, that's why it's called zero, the zero phase. There are no changes in it. All the changes happen in the matter that is besides that phase. You can say it like this. This is the entire matter. Okay? Matter or material, Rav writes. And here is the degree called Keter. Or zero. It doesn't change. It only wants to bestow entirely. And in the matter, there are changes. This is the still, the inanimate phase, then vegetative phase, animate phase, and speaking phase. That's how it is. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. So the question is,
so that was the first question, why 4 and not 5? And the next question was, why is it called speaking level, not the human level?
Well, there are many interpretations to explain this. It's because what it does is in the peh of Rosh, and this is called that it works through the power of speech and writing and reading, meaning letters. So this name, speaking, indicates that the main vessel of that degree is the masach, which stands at the peh, which is the mouth of the Rosh, the head. And that is the main vessel that gives us discernments on that speaking level. Meaning if one rises to the degree of the masach that is in the peh of Rosh, well, I don't know how to say it, I have all kinds of other thoughts today, so I'm confused a bit. Well, possibly there are more interpretations, but as far as I remember, that's the sort of definition they give, because it's called speaking because it has what's called the power of speech, using the letters, something that the animate doesn't have. That's the difference between the human and the animal, what we call the letters of Torah, the scrutiny that happens by the letters, what we mean by writing. But mostly it's the peh, the mouth, which is the place of restriction, the place of masach, the place of calculation, the malchut of the rosh, the head. Okay? Yes, yoga.
Just to put it, I'd like to understand, maybe to put it a bit different. Is it possible to say that the still level is unaware, the vegetative is half aware or half conscious, and the living level is conscious? But the speaking level, not only that it's conscious, but it's also conscious of itself. And this is where this polarness develops between him and the Creator.
To the extent that it attains the Creator, he attains it from this oppositeness, this polarity. But this polarity is not a disturbance for it. Rather, it is the essence of the matter where it discovers the Creator, because everything appears only through opposites. But this oppositeness is covered with Masach and Ochozel. Therefore, it's not a disturbance. On the contrary, it becomes a place of revelation instead of darkness.
So it really depends on some level on your self-consciousness, meaning either you correctly use that consciousness in direction of becoming like the Creator, like the quality of love and bestowal, or you take it and you use it for your own benefit and turn the light into the darkness.
No, impossible. Can't be such a thing. Because we're talking about people who already went through the phases of still vegetative, animate, and speaking. Such degrees. We're talking about a person who already detached from time, from all the confusions that we have in this world, in this state called this world. He already rose above it. The still level for him already means that he is in the domain of the One, but only with a still degree, with a small will to receive. Put it like this. You can say it like this. The person always nullifies himself. He always carries out the desire of the Creator. You nullify yourself completely. I don't exist. On top of the desire constantly growing within him. So if it's a small desire, I canceled myself. I'm in the womb. That's it. 9 months of birth. I lie there and that's it. Again, I'm sort of reenacting this. Of course, it's not like that, but just to... Then comes a higher, greater desire. The desires that belong to the category of the vegetative. And I also have to nullify myself on top of them. to nullify myself, but in order to nullify myself and be nothing and zero, I actually have to operate myself on this level. Then, by these opposite actions to the Creator, I do what's called helpmate against. I then nullify myself by bestowing upon Him. By this, I cancel myself.
Meaning only when you really attain, feel something, then can you give it up. Before that, you can't. Because it's not really yours, right? Until you attain it.
When I attain it, so what?
I mean, when you want to annul yourself, you can't annul yourself if you don't first have that feeling that you've already attained something, that it's yours, that you have to like give it back. The whole process is that you're taking on all these clothings in order to later on get rid of them.
You don't throw away anything. You need everything. Everything is added into one big calculation, sum total. Same people. Yes, Vitalik.
Our motivation, man, he does things in order to be appreciated by the environment, to be respected, is the next phase in our development to be, to get that from the Creator in order to give Him contentment, or how?
Well, no. Maybe in terms of klipot, you're right. They say, give me my respect. Depends who, but in terms of transforming it to kedusha, to holiness, you only ask for nullification. But that nullification comes when you know yourself and you feel yourself in the entire world, and accordingly you enter adhesion. I have no words here. You want to dwell today in general. I'm also kind of, I've been engaged in something else the entire night. Haven't slept. Yes.
Can I say that when we talk, it's like, oh, chozel?
We?
It's speech, oh, chozel.
What? If I do foo, foo, like this? What?
No, in terms of language.
Our language? Our human language?
Asking, is there any connection?
It's just like the cow says moo. Same thing. What? It's not connected. Root and branch, sure, you can say it is. But it's not that there's any masach, oh, Jose, returning light. In the letters that I now utter, is there any spiritual expression in that? There's, you know, the palate and the throat, the five parts of the mouth, the five groups of letters, the Hebrew letters, gichik, zashratz, etc. The throat letters, or throaty letters, and the lips related letters. No, that, of course not.
The question is, the speech doesn't have to be on every level. Do I relate to the inner speech?
No, the inner speech. We're not talking about our speech. If we're not talking about an order to bestow, then we're not talking about this at all. It just doesn't exist. Yes, Malik.
Can I say that cancellation equals love? Annulment?
Annulment equals love. Why? Annulment is when I'm not annulled. When I'm adult, when I use all of my qualities in order to give, to bestow. Love means that I give, that I connect, that I actively work. It's not nullification. What kind of love can nullification bring you? It's on the condition that you're an embryo or a baby, then you do it from the side of love. But nullification is not the expression of love.
You said today that in order to know the needs of the other, you need to have this general love. Now, all these four phases of the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, it's like a kind of annulment from of your nature, meaning you have a nature, and in these four phases you go against your nature in order to achieve these degrees where eventually you reach love,
yeah.
Unconditional love. So why this transition between the phases is always going above nature in annulment?
In the degrees that he writes about here in this book, because yeah. It's all spiritual degrees. It's not the still vegetative, animate, and speaking in our world, or something between us here. The first level that he's talking about is that you're incorporated in the upper one, the still level, stillness, meaning you have no force to do more, you only have the strength to nullify yourself and be constantly adhered to the upper one through self-nullifications. All the rest of the degrees are harder when you adhere to the upper one with your qualities, with making movements. Right now, at that level, you only nullify yourself.
So I'm not talking about these levels. I'm saying that our whole path is a path of self-annulment, advancement through the degrees.
But it depends on based on what level of coarseness, of thickness, on what level of understanding and feeling.
Obviously, it's with respect to the degree that is.
So you're asking this, whether self-nullification is the only thing you need to have?
No, I'm saying that annulment is eventually an expression of achieving love.
Yes,
so
right,
suddenly these two opposite things, annulment and love, they create the system?
The nullification is over the will, the intention to receive. Love is the intention to bestow. They're opposite. That's how they work. Okay. Let's conclude because I'm sorry, but I'm really not so focused today. Maybe even more than... Maybe you can see it better, even more than what you can see from a side. But I'm not so... Yeah.
Like every Wednesday, this evening, the Israeli virtual group are getting together at 8:30. And also, our college is giving an introductory lecture this Wednesday at 6:30 in the city of Ra'anana. It's today. At 6:30 in Bet Nuat Arvut, the home of Arvut in the city of Ra'anana. The mission is free. Further details, call us. And as we conclude, have a great day and a great night.
לרסיסים כן דווקא אז פתאום רואים
ואם ההר עוטף אותך בצל אתה לבד טועה בערפל
תיתן לי יד ביחד נתגבר אור אחד ניצוץ בערפל
נראית ללא קצה דווקא אז אז הוא מתגלה. ואם החול כיסה את הפנים במרור